Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This is hour number three of a three-hour show. Keep it locked with right here with myself and my man Rob Parker as we bring you in to tonight's NCAA championship game, San Diego State against UConn, fifth-seeded San Diego State and fourth-seeded UConn. UConn, the heavy favorite, 7.5 points, but they've won every – they're winning in their games by an average, Rob, of 20 points in this tournament. So, you know, they're the heavy favorites, and we'll see what happens. Rob, I am hoping, the game starts in about 20 minutes. I'm hoping that San Diego State wins because I think that fits with where we're at and probably will continue to go in college basketball. I think with the transfer portal, these mid-majors are going to have a better chance to compete. You know, a guy goes to a bigger school, not getting to play as much as he thought, or maybe not getting to shine as much as he wants. And he goes to a smaller school and becomes the man. And they can do something in the tournament. Or also just teams with, you know, heavy laden with juniors and seniors who've been playing together for several years and aren't as talented as the one and dones and, you know, the guys going to the G League and all that, but they can beat, you know, these young teams that might just have a superstar freshman, but they don't have the chemistry and stuff. So I would like to see San Diego State pull this out, but I know you don't feel the same way.
No, I want them to get trounced and run out the building. That's what I want to see.
Why? Because you'll be watching the Golden Girls at 10:15 if that happens. Come on. You really want – that's the last thing I want. Even if UConn wins, I want a close game. You want a rout? Who wants a rout?
I want a rout so we can lay to rest this whole
mid-major is going to win a championship, and the everything's changed because of the transfer portal, and college basketball is now we got all parity and anybody can win and all that. This is an anomaly. I'm sorry. I'm not buying into that. Everything's changed, and we have a different college basketball, and we're going to see Queens College win a national championship.
Okay, okay. But okay, hold on. Even if I give you that, okay, this is an anomaly.
Right.
Why, if that's the case, win or lose, why wouldn't you want Cinderella to win?
Why don't I?
You know what I'm saying? Like, San Diego State wins, not going to mean anything. Why wouldn't you want to see that?
Because the UConn story is unbelievable when you think about, Chris. And what's the number now? How many championships?
Would be five. It is incredible.
Okay,
with three different coaches. Right.
And then we look around at these other schools that have Jim Boeheim for 50 years and Tom Izzo for 35 years and all these other. And they got one championship.
So are you – okay. I'll give you that. That's a better story.
Like, it's about UConn and it's about the players, not the coach.
I don't think it's a better story. It's a good story, though. I'll give you that. But are you saying that some of these teams should look at this and say, you know what, instead of having the quote-unquote institutional coach – right? The coach who's an institution, he's there forever. It's one thing if he's like Krzyzewski and he's winning 3, 4, 5 championships. But if he's not, and you're good every year, you're in the tournament every year, you're in the top 10, 15 every year, but you don't win, do you say that? Because that's interesting. Like, hey, move on from so-and-so. He's good. He's gotten you so far, but he can't win. The whole shebang, is that what you're saying?
Yes. I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of maybe what they've done, you know, like you could build a program and the coach is not really as important as we try to make him out to be. How could this school win this often, Chris, with different people? You know, like college basketball.
I do think they had three good coaches. Ali. It's unfortunate what seems that he's like falling off.
Kevin Ali. Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. He was supposed to be like all of that.
And he probably won't be. And he got a big settlement, Chris. So right. I doubt anybody's going to be hiring him. Right.
Right. Right. And then obviously Hurley, you know, who's, you know, his last name speaks for himself as far as coaching. So they do get good coaches. Jim Calhoun started it, but all right. So I'm hoping for San Diego State. You're hoping for UConn. Look, I do think UConn will win, but hey, you never know. That's why we've seen this before, Rob. Villanova over Georgetown, North Carolina State over Houston. I mean, those were, you know, decades ago, but still, we've seen upsets. Duke over UNLV. So nothing's impossible. We'll see where it goes. But here's the thing, Rob. We talked about the lower ratings for the men's Final Four and even the weekend before. Tonight will be, certainly if it's a blowout, it's not going to rate, I wouldn't think. It might not rate.
No, it might not rate anywhere.
Right, right. Unless it, you know, it becomes a really close game. Maybe people will hear that and tune in. But
yeah, that's usually what happens. Wait a minute. It's a 4-point game,
really?
You know, and then people tune in like, really? Is it a chance that San Diego State is going to is going to steal this or win, then it becomes that. But you know, Chris, if it's 20 points in the first half, people will bail and
it could be one of the lowest or the lowest, at least in recent times, right? Because they're already low. People already aren't that excited. So, but what they are excited about or were, Rob, was the women's Final Four. And they did some incredible numbers. We kind of alluded to it. But Rob G, give us, you know, the numbers for this women's championship game yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern time.
That's right. So it averaged 9.9 million viewers. It peaked at over 12 million at certain parts of the game. So those are huge numbers. To put into context, though, because I know people might hear 9.9, like, yeah, that sounds like a lot. But, you know, I see the Super Bowl is 150. But here's the context for you, okay? Not counting the men's Final Four, which still hasn't released their numbers yet, which is kind of surprising.
Well, because they're bad.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
No, no. Okay. But you know, Rob G, if they're good, they're out.
We would have had them.
You know that.
Okay, so not counting that because we don't know yet.
I'm just saying.
The women's championship game has outdrawn all but two of the men's games in this year's tournament. Okay? The women's national championship, 9.9 million viewers. Matched or exceeded every game of last year's NBA playoffs except for the NBA
Finals.
That's
crazy.
That
topped every single game of last year's MLB postseason except for the World Series.
Crazy.
It beat every NASCAR race since 2017.
Crazy.
And every NHL game in more than 50 years.
Crazy.
Including the Stanley Cup Final.
Wow.
That's the number that they had, Chris. That's the number. Like a ridiculous number.
Rob G, that's just the championship game, though. How were the, and you may not know off the top of your head, but the tournament overall, was it like really high or was it?
Well,
more
it
so
reached
just
a crescendo in the last week or so with the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. And the Final Four game between South Carolina and Iowa did higher numbers than any NBA game had done this season for ESPN.
Well, see, Rob, and Rob, that's why I asked about the tournament, because, Rob, I think this was about Caitlin Clark. Like I said earlier, I don't watch much women's basketball, WNBA or in, you know, college. The last time I really made appointment TV to watch the women's college game was Brittany Griner.
I remember that.
She was unique,
yeah.
Right. I wanted to see, okay, what is she doing? She's dunking and all that. And now, as I said last week, like I tuned in. I made it a point to watch Caitlin Clark in the Final Four and the championship game. And Rob, I think that's when you have a transcendent player, and that's what she is. I think that's when you get the fans who are casuals to your sport. It's like Michael Jordan, Rob. He drew women that weren't in the sports, you know, weren't in the NBA. He drew men who hadn't been that much into the NBA. Like,
I'll give you a better one. Tiger Woods. A lot of people, Chris, nothing about golf.
Yep.
Could care less. Oh, wait a minute. Tiger's in the on Sunday playing for the whole ball of wax. I'm watching. And the numbers showed it and bared it out.
Absolutely.
They can't put on any golf without even – and Tiger maybe hadn't won in years, Chris.
Like, you know,
they
right?
always put him in the commercial and always put his picture. Am I right?
If he were in the – as bad as he – I hate to say it this way.
And he's always right. And he's always
– as bad as he is right now, right.
And he always gets the premium pairing. Yep. He's not like paired with some yokel. It's always like we got to get him because of what possibly it could do for our ratings number. They know that.
Right. Do you agree with that assessment about Clark? Like, not to disrespect LSU, South Carolina. I know South Carolina had a good story with Dawn Staley, trying to become one of the best teams in college basketball history as far as women. But I really do think, Rob, that this girl, she plays a lot like Steph Curry, you know, for a woman. And it was just... And I was interested also, I'm not going to lie, the fact that she was from, you know, the high school I went to. But still, even if she weren't, I would have been interested. Like, wow, she's something we haven't seen in the women's game. And Rob, she looked like, I thought, and people are going to say this is because she's white and he's white.
Uh-oh.
But to me, Iowa was clearly overmatched yesterday. Like, LSU was just better. But Caitlin Clark kept them in the game. And she's more than just a shooter. She can pass. She threw some great passes. She averaged 8 assists in addition to her 30 points a game.
Remember, she was held down yesterday.
Right. But it reminded me, Rob, of Larry Bird in Indiana State. I mean, Indiana State, his teammates weren't much. And they were going against Magic Johnson and Greg Kelser, who was a great, you know,
Greg Kelser was a great college player. Okay?
Absolutely.
It wasn't like Magic Johnson and the Pips. It was Greg Kelser.
They were both first team All-American.
Right, Greg Kelser and Magic Johnson. They were both in the same sentence back then.
They were awesome. And they had a better team. And it was like, the only reason Indiana State was even in that game was because of Bird. And that's how I felt about Caitlin Clark.
And I remember
just watching somebody that's on a different level.
I remember that game vividly and how big it was. It had all the elements you wanted. You know, Larry Bird, white guy, black guy. You know, for all the marbles. I mean, it was, what was that rating number? 37?
Well, highest, I think it was 40 in the 40s, 44.
Rob G, right? It was
39, 44. Something.
It was 30
but it's the highest rated game ever, and it will always be.
It always will
college,
be.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, we're talking
college
about
or pro,
we're talking about nine, and this was like, I don't know, 37, 30, 40. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, it was, look, and we
it
know
was,
people
it was
been 35, talking about
35. Chris. Yeah. Which is a unbelievable number.
Crazy number. But people are talking about, you know, the situation with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. You know, they should move past that. And, you know, what this did for college basketball. And or women's college basketball.
Well, can they build on it or no? This is just
well,
a
she's a
thing?
Junior. Clark's a junior, so I assume she'll stay. And you know she may not, but if she stays,
she might go to the WNBA for $15,000. No, I'm just saying.
Look at you. They make what? I don't know what they make. 200, I think the most or something around there. But anyway,
Alex, you make more than that.
I do.
Don't you think? I will say this, Rob. If she comes back, I assume she will. Don't you think she'll be like, they'll probably put them on television? Like, you know, during the regular season. I bet you they put them on national television on some weekend.
They should put a rematch of these two schools. I'm
absolutely
serious.
Absolutely. Start think, the season
start
with
the
that.
Season
right.
in the
absolutely.
Maui Classic or you
South
know what
Carolina,
I mean?
Something, they should play too.
Yeah,
again.
They should be like something like that yep. just to kick off the women's college basketball. But I always say, and I know, women can affect college basketball and women's college basketball and its popularity. Women. There are more women than men,
oh,
Chris.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Right. Stop.
You don't need right. men to watch to make it big.
Right, right.
You don't. There are
so
more
don't get
women
mad
than
at men.
Men
that don't watch.
Exactly.
So that's not,
but if
right.
women watch
what you want to watch
and they put the numbers up, Chris, everything is based on numbers. If the numbers are big, ESPN, CBS, everybody's yep. gonna put those games on. If
right.
the numbers are minuscule, they won't.
And they won't talk about it. Like don't sometimes,
right.
Rob, you know this networks, newspapers sometimes. They'll cover something nobody cares about, but they got an agenda, so they want to put it on the front page and, oh, let's, you know, make people read about it. If people aren't interested, they're not interested, no matter where you put it.
Doesn't matter.
But if it's something like this now, if I turned on SportsCenter this morning and they didn't say anything about Caitlin Clark, Rob, I would have been like, what are they doing?
No, you can't do that. If you do that, then you're really missing the boat
right.
on what – the vibe or what people want and want to talk about.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Caitlin Clark has really lit a fire under the women's college basketball. What were your thoughts? And do you think, you know, this is going to have long-lasting effects on the women's game, maybe even the men's game for that matter? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99. 99 on Fox, Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see the terms and check it out for yourself at Discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox.
It's a route. San Diego State, 8-4.
Women's college basketball. Caitlin Clark rejuvenates it. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris. People jumping in here. Terrell, or is it Terrell? Which one we got? Terrell? In Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
I'm glad you took my call, and the truth of the matter is, sadly, when it comes to women's college basketball, it's all about race. Everyone expects black women.
It's all
women
about race?
To be
race?
Race, R-A-C-E. Everyone okay. expects black women to do well in basketball. If it's a black girl out there, 50 points a game, no one's going to watch. When Brittany Griner was dunking, nobody was watching. The young lady who's on TNT with Charles Barkley.
Candace Parker, right.
Candace Parker was dunking. No one watched. But you get Caitlin Clark scoring 40 points a game. It's a phenomenon. And just wait till the young lady for Connecticut gets healthy
right.
next year.
Is this
all sports or just you talking about women?
Women's college basketball.
Well, see, hold on. I think if you had a white guy in college basketball who was killing it like that, I think there would be a lot of people tuning into that, too. I really do.
No, I do, too.
We don't see it. You see it more in women's than you do in men's.
Right.
I mean, men, that's right. Black men dominate basketball even more. I mean, black women do as well, but even more than black women, Rob.
We also saw the
Diana Taurasi's white, right? Sue Bird is white. Like, yep. You still got a lot of white women that are balling in basketball.
Remember Jimmer Fredette?
He was kind of a phenom. Yep. But I mean, I'm talking about somebody that is like this dude. I don't know what he's thinking. He sounds like Rob. He doesn't think that Clark is really all that. She's just getting extra hype because she's white.
Nah.
From me watching it, she's all that.
No. She's worth watching.
She's great.
I agree.
It ain't about because she's white.
You just can't look at that and think, she's average and they're just giving her hype.
Right,
she's
right.
Something that we haven't seen.
Absolutely. If you had a white guy doing that, I think it'd be.
You remember when Jeremy Lin, Lin Sanity, Chris, it was right. This Asian kid.
Don't think the Asian race didn't have something to
right.
do with it. Right.
Playing absolutely. In the NBA, schooling people. You remember yep. that. It's a little different. All right,
and Tiger being black.
No doubt.
Had, you know.
No, no doubt.
No doubt. To do with it.
Oh, stop. Uh-huh. No, he was black. Frank in Sarasota, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Frank?
Well, let me tell you guys something. The only reason I even attempted to look at the ticker at the bottom of my screen last was to see how many points Caitlin had, and that was it. Today, one day after the game, I've been listening to all the shows. I haven't heard anyone tell me the score of the game. We've all been talking about the pointing at the ring finger, which is a bunch of baloney, because I seen Caitlin do, well, I didn't see it, but I heard Caitlin also did that.
Agreed. Yep.
Exactly. So it's like, that's all I've been hearing about today. Even you guys haven't said one word about the game. Because
we just talked about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
a little bit. You know, but I've been hearing all the controversy. Now, I think the controversy draws ratings, though.
Right. So do you want us to, you know, like we led off the show with the controversy. We just talked about Clark and the phenom that she's been.
Yep.
You want us to break down the X's and O's? We don't even really do that much with the men.
And you know what? We wouldn't do it because we don't watch it enough.
You know,
we don't watch it enough to be honest.
All the shows.
No, but
I heard nothing about the game.
Very few shows break down.
Yes.
On the radio, the X's and O's. Yeah, you talk about, you know, some of it. But it's more about the storylines.
Right.
And the, you know what I'm saying?
Chris, that's for a post-game show. That,
right,
like, after
right.
the game,
I mean,
you got a former women's basketball player tell you what they did right. That's not for what we do. I'm sorry.
Right.
I mean, we never do that. We just don't do that.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. If we got people that want to weigh in on this, Rob, if we got a lot of calls, we could take them after the update. We could keep going. I think it's an interesting topic.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike in Texas. He's on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? First-time caller, been listening for years. I think you guys are just, you know, two of the most exemplary, you know, African-American men, and I think all, you know, young African-American men should aspire to be like you guys.
Oh, man.
You guys are great, doing a great
Thank
job.
Thank you, brother. We
that means a lot.
That,
you already
yes,
know.
Definitely.
Yep. As far as the game, gentlemen, I've never, ever before this past weekend watched any women's hoops college, period. I tuned in for the Final Four. I caught I really wanted to see. I hear a lot about South Carolina, so I wanted to tune in and actually
yep.
catch them. I got to say, the excitement from the Final Four, it genuinely made me a fan, and I know it's going to carry into next year for me. Caitlin Clark, her name just being flashed around so much, obviously was a big factor in me tuning in as well. But just the thing she's able to do, I didn't want to turn the game off because, like he was saying before, they were down maybe 15, 13 points. But the way she just comes down and lets them
right.
fly, man, she could come back at any second. And I couldn't turn it off. I like the excitement. Definitely a fan of hers and definitely a fan of the women's hoops in college now.
There you go.
All
and
right,
I think there's
call.
A lot of people who were in the same boat as Mike, you know what I mean, who
yep.
heard it, saw yep. little pieces of her, Chris, and were like, I want to watch this. I want to
well,
see what
I, when I heard, you know, when she had the 40-point triple-double was when I first like, okay, what's this? And I didn't know she was from my high school or anything like that. I just was like, let me look into this, right? Then I saw where she was from, and then I was really hooked, and she was all that, man.
Let's go to Rocky in Kansas. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, appreciate it for taking my call. I just wanted to put out there that, you know, we wouldn't be talking about women's sports the way we are, especially women's basketball, except for the gambling feature. I had no care for women's basketball moving into this season, but you know what? I watched LSU South Carolina because it came across on my app, and I was like, oh, I got to put some money on this. And guess what? From that point on, I started following every single game, and I got tricked into being a huge women's basketball fan now. And I'm excited for that because Caitlin, she was amazing. But, you know, the fact that I am now a women's basketball fan because of gambling brought me into it. And, you know, I'm going to watch it for fun. But, I mean, I also
that's interesting. I mean, yeah. I don't gamble, Rob. Would you agree with that, Rob? I mean,
yeah, I don't gamble on women's.
But, I mean, just you think gambling has had this type of impact on
some
the
people,
women's game? I don't know. It obviously hadn't helped the men's tournament this year.
Right. I agree with that.
I don't know.
So it ain't automatic. Thanks for the call. How about Jersey in Indianapolis? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jersey?
Hi. Can you guys hear me okay?
We can. How are you?
Yep.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time.
Wow.
We're glad to have you.
How long you been listening, Jersey?
Maybe 2018.
Oh, wow.
From the beginning.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. My son used to get off work late, so I just turned to the channel one day and you guys were on, and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. Different voices.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
right.
So anyway, yeah, Caitlin, I don't know what these people are talking about. That girl was lights out.
Yes.
A 40-point triple-double and the first person ever to do it. They need to quit hating. They need to stop.
Exactly.
Right.
People, if they trying to say it's only because she white or she ain't
I'm
really
not buying
all that,
that,
you hating.
Nah.
You just hating, period.
Right. You got to look
I'm
at
sorry,
what she's
or
done.
Or you don't
right.
know. I'm just going to keep it. You don't really know basketball if you saying this girl can't ball.
Nobody's done it.
Because she's a great passer,
right,
too.
Right.
And her handle is nice. And she's 6 feet, which is, you know, good size for a woman.
Yep.
In the game. You know, it's not like being a 6 foot male player.
Rob G wishes he was 6 foot. Are you kidding?
I wish I was 5'9", Rob.
Sorry. How about Jim in South Florida? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jim?
How you doing, guys? I just want to say thank you for letting me in. I listen to the show every night. I'm in the car business. I get out and there's the Odd Couple. Just
thank you, fun. Jim.
Thank you,
we appreciate
really
you.
Yep. Really appreciate it.
Thank
you.
Know?
And I think this girl, she scores a lot of points. And what I like about it is the women's game, the dagger three is, like, huge with that game. So, like you said, with the Warriors, almost like the Steph Curry thing, I get it. And it's just, I never really watched women's sports before, but, you know, the whole ring thing, you know, pointing at the ring finger and all that, the tussle between those two girls, it kind of made me look a little bit. And I never had before, and thanks for taking the call.
Yes, appreciate it. Hold on, Rob G's got something.
Well, it's a question more than a comment. Now,
okay.
You guys have spent, obviously, the last, 2.5 hours now talking in some iteration about Caitlin Clark and what she's done and the eyeballs that she's attracted to the sport. And on the flip side, Rob, you talked about the men's Final Four being the final flop because there are no marquee names. There
right.
are no blue bloods.
And
is this a situation where women's college basketball should pivot away from the normal college basketball marketing plan, which is, hey, look at these great teams, like what the men do, and instead go the NBA route and say, we're going to market these individual players.
If you have somebody
rather
like this,
than what the men are doing.
Yeah, if you have some players who are dynamic, I'm with you. I like that idea of putting them out. I know they normally don't do that in college because it's about the team, but in this case, I think it could elevate the game, at least people knowing who some of these women are and how good they are.
I kind of think it's organic, though. Like, they didn't market her. She just was so good that, you know, you
the word
had to
got
talk
out.
About right.
The word
you know,
got
talked
out.
About her. The word got out. You had to feature on the highlights of SportsCenter and other shows because she was doing so much. And, Rob, like, the kid from In the men's tournament, who was the young little guy from Harlem, the little point guard, fifth-year guard? What school was he with? I mean, he was. If he had gotten to the championship game, then I think Rob G, what's the guy's name? I think that would have been a big story. I think he would have been a big draw, even though he was from a school that wasn't, you know, a blue blood.
Marquise Noel.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Where was he from? What school he was with? But that's definitely the guy. But I'm saying he was getting like 20 points and 18 Kansas assists State. In one of the games. Right. So if he had led Kansas State to the championship game, I think it would have been a similar, well, maybe not quite as much of a boost as Clark women's game, but I think it would have been a huge story.
Well, the reason why I asked you guys this is because I think we can all agree that right now women's college basketball is having like a moment. Like this is the time where they're obviously they got to strike while the iron is hot. And if your goal, which I think it is to become part of the mainstream consciousness where shows like The Odd Couple are doing segments talking about women's athletes, not just on the championship stage, then how do you capitalize on this right now?
Yeah. I think one of the things they're benefiting from is that they do have players that stay 3 and 4 years, or probably most of them 4 years, right? So like we said it, Rob, next year, I don't think Caitlin Clark's leaving Iowa. People are going to be hyped about seeing her next year, right? And Angel Reese, too, for that match. She's a junior, right? People are going to be hyped to see her play. And I mean, so it's stuff like that's what the men don't have. People were hyped about Zion for the little brief moment he was at Duke. So if you have those dynamic players, men or women, I think people will tune in. The problem is the men's game rarely has that because even like the freshmen who might be great, Rob, they don't tend to go that deep in the tournament.
Yeah, and I guess you stay in, Rob G.
Angel Reese actually, I don't think she's eligible to declare. I think she's a sophomore.
Are you ready for this, Chris?
No, but she played 2 years at Maryland, I thought.
But how about this? What did she say, Rob G?
She said in a podcast interview earlier this afternoon that she wants to stay in college as long as possible because she can make a whole lot more money in NIL than she will in the WNBA. That was totally true.
And again, real quick, Chris, San Diego State hadn't scored in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Still only down, what, 6?
I know, yeah, but they were up.
The defense is locked down, though.
Big time.
Nah, 16-10.
Right.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jumped.
LSU can celebrate. The clock ticks down. It is history for LSU. For the first time in school history, the Tigers are women's basketball national champions. LSU 102, Iowa 85.
All right, that was the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive making things even easier to help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, 20 to 12.
It's a route.
Well, it might be en route to that. It might be en route to that.
Because then they scored, what was it, 10 to, they were leading 10 to.
It was 8-4, I think.
8-4 8 was first, maybe? Or 10. Yeah, 8-4 or 10-4. One of those two, yeah. It's been ugly.
UConn
like
UConn is so big, and they got good backcourt play. Yeah, it's so right now San Diego's 0-10.
From
wait,
three?
What? This is a 14-2 run. So during their 14-2 run by UConn.
Okay, so that's 14-2. There you go. I know it's been a minute.
Rob, this would be... I mean, look, obviously it hasn't been a great men's tournament. If this is a blowout, I think that's like, that's the worst thing that could happen to this tournament.
No, you don't want it to be a blowout, 100%.
Right. Like, right? Like, I mean, it's already been bad. People haven't really tuned in after that first weekend, and now you get a rout.
And here it is, 22-12, the scoring drought, Chris. No field goals and 8.5 minutes. I don't think they're going to get a bigger number than the women.
No.
There's no way.
They missed another shot. There's a compelling player.
No.
You know what I mean? Even though the Hawkins kid is going to probably be in the NBA, you know, a couple of other UConn guys will be in the NBA at some point. But you know what I mean? There's no, like, superstar phenom that we all got to see. So even if it were a route, you just want to see him do damage. Like, this could be bad. This could be bad. But anyway, Rob, quickly, CBA, the NBA and the Players Association came to an agreement. Good job. Won't be a lockout. That's nice. One of the things they agreed to, Rob, check this out. To be eligible for the postseason awards, right? All NBA team, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, all that. You have to play at least 65 games. I like that. I like that.
How is 65 out of 82? Like, that still gives them plenty of games to take off.
Look, at this point, if dudes are playing 65 games, the way it is, Rob, I'm happy. I hear you.
But 65 means that you missed 17 games?
Right. I mean, but let me put this into perspective. You know I'm an MVP voter and have been for nearly 30 years. Up until last year or maybe the year before, Bill Walton played 58 games and won the MVP in 1977. But that was when the players voted. And it was different. Like they did a lot of stuff, Rob. We've talked about players voting before.
If you ever have any question marks about it,
Kareem won MVP. They didn't make the playoffs 1 year. He won MVP.
All the question marks are what? Players votes or just take a look.
So since 1980, when the writers began voting, the fewest games a player had played and won MVP, you know, in a full season, 82 games, was 70. Allen Iverson. And I used to use that as a benchmark, right? So if a guy only played, in fact, the year that Nash won his second over Shaq, one of the reasons I voted for Nash was that Shaq had only played 60-something games. you know, which at that time didn't, you know, was like, wow, he missed a lot of games. Kind of like you're saying. But now, you know, it's just a different world. But I applaud this. I hear you. I mean, you guys used to play more games. But I think, Rob, there's a lot of guys that won't play 65 games this year.
Really?
And so
sounds like a lot of games.
I do think that's, you know, I like that. I mean, that's going to get dudes, you know, playing a few more than, you know. That's going to make you think twice about sitting out. You know, just, I mean, like you said, that still gives them a little cushion. But right. Hopefully it'll, you know, stop some of this madness with the load management. All right, Rob. Enjoy your day tomorrow. Enjoy the game. I'll be watching. Meanwhile, we out. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.